Hello, this is Jake the Writer, the nearly retired travel journalist, writer and commentator with today's podcast. This one is pro bono in the hope that it upsets a lawyer or two. I don't know about you, but I need cheering up, so today there will be no whistleblowing, no politics, well, except to suggest that you should give serious consideration to voting in the referendum on June the 23rd. And if you use your intelligence, you will certainly vote to leave the undemocratic and unelected European Union. I will also not mention wind farms, global warming, the BBC, NHS, nor even Jimmy Savile, who, by the way, is still dead. Today there will be just a smile as we look forward to a sunny weekend. I've been reading all week about the naughty goings-on within Northumbria Police. Senior officers, a female lawyer fondly known as Sex on Legs, gagging orders, fights, gagging orders lifted, and everyone shagging everyone else. Now the court restrictions have been lifted and photos published, the story I was going to write on a carry-on constable skit, but good Lord, they must be some really poor sex-starved buggers in the Northumbria force. Have you seen the objects of their desire? Completely sport my story. If Jethro had been relating this tawdry tale, he would have said, "Christ, I wouldn't do that with yours." Or, "I wouldn't climb over you to get to her." So as a show of sympathy to Northumberland's sad lack of good-looking females, I shall cease to take the mickey. Instead, I have another story of the legal profession. Not that I have anything against the money-grubbing lowlife, who, if they cannot win by ambulance-chasing, have a tendency to alter the facts. It will be a long time before I forgive those performers in Iraq and the serious damage they have done to our troops. As Shakespeare succinctly put it, "The first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers." My story goes, a solicitor parked his brand new Porsche in front of the office to show off to his colleagues. As he was getting out of the car, a truck came speeding along too close to the curb and took off his door before zooming off. More than a little distraught, the solicitor grabbed his mobile and called the police. 5 minutes later, the police arrived. Before the policeman had a chance to ask any questions, the man starts screaming hysterically, "My Porsche, my beautiful silver Porsche, it's ruined. No matter how long it's at the panel beaters, it will simply never be the same again." After the man had finally finished his rant, the policeman shook his head in disgust. "I can't believe how materialistic you bloody solicitors are," he said. "You lot are so focused on your possessions that you don't notice anything else in your life." "How can you say such a thing at a time like this?" sobbed the solicitor. The policeman replied, "Didn't you realise that your arm was torn off when the truck hit you?" The solicitor looked down in horror. "Freaking hell," he screamed. "Where's my Rolex?" That's all for today. Thanks for listening. See you next week.